Rapper 50 Cent, LA is finished after zero bail policy, watch how bad it gets out there. By Paul Bois on July 10, 2023. Rapper 50 Cent, real name Curtis Jackson, believes the city of Los Angeles will never recover after it implemented a zero bail policy. In an Instagram post, the rapper shared a segment from Fox 11 Los Angeles explaining that the city will be implementing a $0 bail policy for misdemeanors and other nonviolent felonies. The policy originally hit during the coronavirus pandemic to avoid overcrowding in prisons. The rapper addressed Los Angeles's crime crisis last week in response to the recent reinstatement of the zero bail policy. "LA is finished, watch how bad it gets out there," he wrote. Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Rizek told Fox News zero bail has had a tremendous impact on overall public safety. "I mean, we have more people being shot at, stabbed, assaulted, robbed, beaten. These are real victims, and the numbers are staggering under zero bail," Rizek said. Fox News added that a recent study found that suspects released without bail reoffended 70% more often than those who posted bail, and were rearrested on 163% more charges. Ending cash bail has been a cause célèbre for leftists, who have argued the policy ensures low-income suspects spend time in prison. In 2021, 50 Cent moved from New York to Houston months after he railed against President Biden's tax plan. "I love New York, but I live in Houston now, I'll explain later," he wrote while sharing a photo of himself outside the Houston Astrodome. He also included two screenshots about a true crime television series, Confessions of a Crime Queen, that he produced. "Greenlight Gang. Boom," his tweet concluded. Though Jackson did not specify what drove him away from New York, the move came months after he lit the internet on fire by telling his significant following to vote for Trump in response to Biden's wild tax plan. "What the fuck? Vote for Trump," the rapper, whose real name is Curtis James Jackson III, posted on Instagram. "I'm out. Fuck New York, the Knicks never win anyway. I don't care, Trump doesn't like black people," he added. "62% are you out of your effing mind?" After some controversy in the media, 50 Cent later recanted and told Extra that he turned down a chance to attend the 2017 inauguration to highlight his anti-Trump bona fides. "I turned down $1 million to go to the inauguration in 2017, why would I just switch gears now?" the rapper said. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.